Welcome to this edition of Best Advisor Audio Podcast, episode number one for year 2019. Hosted by Ed Barrett. Here's your host, Ed Barrett.
Hello, and thank you for joining Best Podcast, our first podcast for the year of 2019. My name is Ed Barrett. I am the founder, president, and CEO of Broker Educational Sales and Training, our acronym, BEST. On this podcast today, we're going to review some very important numbers released by the Internal Revenue Service that you certainly will need to know for planning with your clients as well as yourself for the year of 2019. I'm going to break down the numbers into four separate categories. First, we'll talk about some of the new numbers with regards to basic tax planning issues. Our category two, our second category, we'll move into talking about the inflation-adjusted numbers for employer-sponsored retirement plan limits. Category three, we'll discuss the estate gift and trust tax numbers for 2019. And final, our category four, we'll review the health savings account numbers for 2019. So let's get started. Let's first talk about basic tax numbers, certainly of interest to all, the standard deduction, which some have estimated that over 90% of taxpayers will be using in 2019, is going to increase as follows. $24,400 for those taxpayers who are married filing joint returns. $18,350 for those taxpayers who are heads of households, and $12,200 for taxpayers who file single and other spouses, and those who file married filing a separate return. Our next issue, maybe some good news, the alternative minimum tax. The 2019 exemption amounts certainly have been increased. For a married individual filing jointly, that number, the exemption amount, is $111,700. For taxpayers, unmarried individuals other than surviving spouses, the exemption number is $71,700. For those married filing separately, the number is $55,800, and for estates and trust, it is $25,000. Next, let's talk about the KIDI tax. The KIDI tax, which is levied on the portion of a child's unearned income that exceeds this year $2,200. Last year, for 2018, it was $2,100. Now, with the change of the tax law in the Tax Cuts Jobs Act of 2017, it certainly has made this calculation, understanding the KIDI tax, kind of difficult. So let's take some time and let's review the issues with regards to the KIDI tax. First, let's talk about the application of the tax. Now, for tax year 2019, the KIDI tax applies if your child or a child has unearned income, usually from investments, exceeding $2,200, is required to file a return, and is not filing jointly, and meets the following age requirements: 17 or younger at the end of 2019, 18 at the end of 2019, but only if their earned income, excluding scholarships in the case of a full-time student, didn't exceed half of their support costs in 2019, or between the ages of 19 and 23 at the end of 2019, but only if they were a full-time student and their earned income, excluding any scholarships, didn't exceed half of their support costs in 2019. Now, once you understand the applications, next is how we calculate the KIDI tax. As I mentioned, there's been major changes stipulated in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Now, going forward, instead of using the parent's highest marginal rate, the KIDI tax is now determined by the tax brackets and rates for trusts and estates. Now, here's how it's going to work. First, you will take the $2,600 after the initial $2,200 of unearned income, which is going to be taxed at 10%. Then the next $6,700 will be taxed at the 24%. The next $3,450 is taxed at 35%. Now, anything beyond that, that number, of course, $12,751, is going to be taxed at the 37%. Our last section here with regards to basic tax numbers, let's just briefly talk about the individual income tax tables. They remain at 7. We have the 10%, the 12%, 22, 24, 32, 35, and the highest 37%. Now, to reach that high 37% level, married individuals filing jointly in 2019, it will be taxed at the 37% whose incomes, joint incomes, are greater than $612,361. For individual taxpayers and head of households, that number is $510,301. Married filing separately, unmarried individuals, it will be $306,176. With regards to trusts and estates, as I mentioned a moment ago, that number is $12,751. All right, let's move into our category two. Let's talk about the inflation-adjusted numbers for employer-sponsored qualified retirement plans, contribution limits for 401k, 403b, most 457 plans, and the federal government thrift plan have been increased from $18,000 in 2018 to $19,000 in 2019. Now, the catch-up contribution for employees age 50 and over who participate in a 401k, 403b, and most 457, as well as the federal government thrift plans, will remain unchanged at $6,000. Now, the limitation for defined contribution plans is going to be increased in 2019 from $55,000 to $56,000. The catch-up contribution will remain the same at $6,000. Now, the annual compensation limit under the Internal Revenue Code section of 401A17 is going to be increased from $275,000 to $280,000. Now, for compensation with regards to SEP plans, that remains unchanged at $600. The limitation under the section 408, simple retirement accounts, has been increased from $12,500 to $13,000. However, the catch-up contribution for individuals age 50 and over still remains unchanged at $3,000. Now, to determine a key employee in 2019, the dollar limitation under the Internal Revenue Code Section 416I concerning the definition of a key employee in a top-heavy plan is now increased from $175,000 to $180,000. Now, in defining a highly compensated employee, the dollar limitation used is now going to be increased from $120,000 to $125,000. All right, let's move into our category three and talk about IRAs and Roth IRAs. The limit on annual contributions to an IRA in 2019, finally, is going to increase, which over the last several years has remained flat at $5,500. Beginning in 2019, it will be increased $500 to a number of $6,000 for an annual contribution. But the additional catch-up contribution has not been changed. It will remain at $1,000. So the total contribution to an IRA in 2019 will be $6,000. For those over the age of 50, it will be $7,000. Now, taxpayers can deduct IRA contribution. Now, if a single taxpayer who's covered by a workplace retirement plan, the phase-out range, as you will see, has been increased by $1,000. So the range now in 2019 is $64,000 to $74,000. That's up from $63,000 to $73,000 for, once again, a single taxpayer. Now, for a married couple filing jointly, the increase is by $2,000. So an individual who is making a contribution and is covered by a workplace retirement plan, the phase-out range is $103,000 to $123,000, up from $101,000 to $121,000. Now, for an IRA contributor who is not covered by a workplace retirement plan and is married to someone who is covered, the deduction phased out if the couple's income is between $193,000 and $203,000, which is up from $189,000 to $199,000. So that's an increase by $4,000. Those who are married filing separately, that number remains the same at $0 to $10,000. Now let's talk about the Roth IRA, the income or phase-out ranges. Once again, the maximum amount that can be attributed in 2019, $6,000. Catch-up contribution, individual age 50 and older, is an additional $1,000. So the phase-out range here for making annual contributions, taxpayers who are single or head of households, the income phase-out range has been increased by $2,000. So it's been increased this year, $122,000 to $139,000. That is up from $120,000 to $137,000. Now for married couples, the phase-out range is increased by $4,000. So the amount this year, $193,000 to $203,000. That's an increase, once again, $4,000 from $189,000 to $199,000 in 2018. For those married filing separately, the number remains the same. The phase out, $0 to $10,000. All right, let's get into our third category and talk about the estate and gift tax numbers for 2019. The basic exclusion amount for determining the unified credit against the federal estate tax will be increased to $11,400,000 for a single individual. Husband and wife, of course, double. For decedents dying in calendar year 2019, that is up from $11,180,000 in 2018. The annual gift tax exclusion for gift amounts remains this year at $15,000. However, if an annual gift exclusion for a gift of a present interest to a spouse who is not a U.S. citizen will increase to $155,000 from $152,000 in 2018. Now, as mentioned earlier, the estate and trust income tax brackets will be at the highest individual bracket of 37% when estate trust income is over $12,751. Now, our last category, let's touch upon health savings accounts. The annual health savings account deduction limit for a person with a self-only high deductible health plan has been increased by $50 to $6,500, up from $3,450 in 2018. The annual HSA deduction limit for an individual with family coverage under a high deductible health plan has been increased to $7,000. That is up from $6,900 in 2018. The add-on for a 55 or older plan owner remains at that $1,000 number. Now, with regards to high deductible health plans and how they are defined, numbers have been increased as well. Let's take a look. For a minimum health plan deductible, single coverage, it's increased to $1,350 from $1,300 in 2018. Now, minimum health plan deductible for a family coverage plan has been increased to $2,700 from $2,600 in 2018. And the maximum out-of-pocket expenditures first for single coverage has been increased to $6,750 from $6,650 in 2018. And the maximum out-of-pocket expenditures for family coverage has been increased to $13,500 from $13,300 in 2018. So there you have it. Our numbers for planning for 2019. Our first webcast for 2019 will be January 29th on a Tuesday, and we will also on January 28th provide the CFP Ethics, a two-hour webinar. And that completes our podcast for today. I thank you for your attention. And have a great day.